Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 21st. Today, we'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verse 55. It was now almost time for the Jewish Passover celebration, and many people from all over the country arrived in Jerusalem several days early so they could go through the purification ceremony before Passover began. Christ is our purification. Over 100 purification pools, or mikvahs, have been discovered in the ruins surrounding the Temple Mount. The Jewish pilgrims who came from all over the Roman Empire for Passover would arrive early to bathe in one of these mikvahs, cleansing themselves and putting on clean clothes before entering the temple. Yet the Passover week that John wrote of would change everything, for by the end of that week, Jesus would offer his blood for the purification of sin to all those who would believe. As we read in the book of Hebrews, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. That's from Hebrews 10:19-22. The temple rituals and holy days of the Old Testament all have their fulfillment in Christ Jesus. Both the mikvah and the Passover point to him. Jesus is our purification. Jesus is our great high priest who makes us right before a holy God so that we might enter boldly into his presence. Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for Jesus, for he is the only one who has paid for our sins and purified us by his blood. Now help us to live holy lives that give glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen.